but it wasn't the most common way you'd
No,
check.
You usually say 15 or 10 after or so forth.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, you know, over a period of time, you might say, I've been doing that.
You mean several years or several months?
Yeah, or else even a job that you've kept at, like the wood cutting up there today. They've been doing it for...
About 3 hours.
Yeah, and what would you call a span of time like that?
Well, usually you can say half a day.
Uh-huh.
This afternoon or something like
but
that.
But if it seems like a long time, is there any special term you might use? Because it seems like a long time. Would you, instead of calling it a number of hours, would you say
for a long time?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
A sentence special. Like, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
A while.
A while, okay. This year, well, let's see. Last year, the... garden was pretty dry. Do you think it will be that dry
next year?
Or
this year?
You think it will?
I don't think so.
Do you ever have two dry years?
Usually don't. Mm-hmm. And last year we had it dry like this, 1925. And 1926 then we had a good crop year. 1927, then it flooded and drowned out all of our lowland.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure one extreme follows the other, but hardly 2 years in a row, same thing.
You think the almanacs are pretty good? Do you ever read one?
Yeah, I read them.
What does it say about this year?
I haven't read one this year.
This year, okay. Let's look at next year on Pam's, not this year, but next year on Pam's birthday, if somebody says, how old are you, or how old is she, how old will she be?
3.
Uh-huh. So she'll be...
3 years old next birthday.
Yeah. Okay. On January, no, let's just say it this way. January 28th, 1977 was exactly...
1 year ago today.
Yeah. Okay. The other night when the storm came up, you know, that bad windstorm? Mm-hmm. If it hadn't been night and it had been daytime and you'd looked up, do you think you would have seen anything up there?
Nothing more than what?
Okay, but after it came in, what would you have seen, maybe, before the snow fell?
Oh, clouds.
Yeah.
It clouded.
Yeah. And do you remember any weather like that? Do you think that was real unusual weather?
It was unusual weather for the time of year.
It's more like spring.
Mm-hmm. March. It howled like March wind.
Yeah. It was really violent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After weather like that, and you go out and the sun's shining and it's a reasonable temperature, what do you think, first thing?
Well, this is a calm after a storm.
What would you say to make conversation with somebody, you know, they come up and say, oh, isn't it a...
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day, yeah. Okay. But if it's not that kind of day, it's a...
Cold day, or...
Do you have a general... All right, what if it's any time of the year, but it's just yucky weather? You know, what would you call it?
Muggy weather.
Muggy, or... Okay. Okay. When the barometer falls... What would you say is about to happen? The weather is...
Begin to get bad, rainy, cloudy, and if it falls far enough, it could be stormy.
Stormy.
Almost like it was the other night.
Okay, and would that kind of weather be dangerous? Or?
Stormy weather is dangerous.
Okay. But